This is the WGXC Evening News Update for Tuesday, March 3rd. Julie Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that Tim Knight, the 21-year-old owner of the online Schoharie News, will begin a weekly tabloid edition beginning in May. Knight had previously sold the online publication to Robert Panico, but bought it back last month. Quote, "There's a dearth of real reporting in this county and changes needed in the media landscape," Knight said. "While digital has its advantages, it's limited to what you can do professionally," unquote. Currently, two print publications cover Schoharie County, the Stamford-based Weekly Mountain Eagle, owned by Columbia Green Media, who owns the Daily Mail and Register Star, and the Copleskill-based Times Journal. Knight freelanced for the Mountain Eagle. He says, quote, "I am hopeful that they are receptive to having competition in the Schoharie Valley for the first time since the 1980s, unquote. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. And Julie Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that David Salway, the director of the New York State Broadband Program Office, spoke about rural broadband at the Roxbury Motel in Delaware County on February 25th. Greene County, for instance, has the worst broadband access in the entire state, according to statistics released by the governor's office, and Andrew Cuomo is hoping to change that. Quote, "We are talking about very high-speed internet access by 2019, Salway said. "We want to connect every business premise and every residence. It's not just about people in their homes running Netflix videos. It's about the business, the economic opportunities as well. Healthcare, telemedicine, and school access," unquote. At the Roxbury Hotel, there is no high speed yet. Quote, "We can't market ourselves as a cutting-edge hotel when the bandwidth often gets maxed out," owner Greg Henderson said. "People have no patience for internet outages, and it's always our fault. Having enough bandwidth to accommodate all of our guests at once would be an absolute godsend," unquote. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. You can find those news stories, weather, events, public meeting information, and more on our website and newsroom.wgxc.org.